An Australian expert in bushfires is warning that climate change is bringing a greater risk of bushfire disasters in cities. Professor David Bowman from the University of Tasmania says the fires will be so intense that Australians will need to mentally prepare for their homes to burn. Professor Bowman's research is being published in the journal Nature, Ecology and Evolution today, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Hobart couple Guy Bannick and Karen McGraith live with their children in a house that is surrounded by bush.
It's very quiet. I like the birds.
50 years ago, the bush here was burnt down by a wildfire that killed 62 people. They know that it could happen again, so they have built a fireproof concrete bunker in their backyard.
So it's a fairly small chamber. It'll allow us to hopefully survive and be safe in a fire where we cannot leave early.
How much did it cost to build the bunker, and what do you think that is worth in terms of the peace of mind that you have?
I think it cost about $30,000 altogether, so it was expensive. My view was that if we didn't have a bunker, I didn't want to stay in this area.
A professor of environmental change biology at the University of Tasmania, David Bowman, says Australians who live near the bush need to get used to the idea that their houses are likely to burn down in a wildfire. He's led an international team of scientists who have looked at 23 million fires globally and studied the worst 500 wildfires. Professor Bowman says they have found climate change is increasing the risk of disastrous wildfires by between 20 to 50%.
This year we've already seen quite a severe fire occurring on the Sunshine Coast. I think our research is showing that we're expecting an expansion of the extent of extreme fires all the way up the east coast of Australia past Brisbane.
Professor Bowman says people need to expect that their houses will burn down if they live close to the bush.
People should be living basically in a golf course. That's the sort of fireproof landscape we're talking about. We can't expect houses that are actually built into eucalypt forest to survive. They're not going to survive. So yeah, if you want to have that, have a bunker.
So I think David's quite right, and I think he does point out that it's not just people right in the bush, but it's people who live in town on near the bush that also may be at risk.
Karen McGraith and Guy Bannick keep their fire bunker unlocked in summer, just in case another family needs to use it.
Obviously, property loss is a terrible thing, but loss of life is far worse.
Memorials are being held in Tasmania today to remember the lives that were lost in the bushfires 50 years ago.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.